health officials say one of the reasons is that Uganda has become a victim of its own success, especially after the introduction of antiretroviral drugs.
I think what came in is complacency. People got satisfied that once you're on medication, you're right. And people began saying that, you know, HIV is like any other disease. So the fear not to, you know, get it vanished.
Uganda had received international praise for dropping its virus prevalence rate from 15% at its peak in 1991 to 7.3% today. But the risk remains and is growing among people like 30-year-old Joyce.
I wanted to go to school, so this guy was dating me. So I think I became so reckless with my life. I had life sex with him. I think that's where I got HIV from. That's where I remember.
AIDS activists say people are not making use of the simplest ways to protect against HIV, a condom.
We will say that about 35-40% of people who should use condoms are not using them.
The Ugandan government is responding to the spike in new cases by creating an HIV/AIDS trust fund to finance a campaign against complacency.
So we believe that as the parliament, by creating this HIV and AIDS trust fund, where us Ugandans are going to contribute towards this levy, I believe it is going to help us to reach out to those people that we may not have reached out to.
Funding has been an issue in recent years, leading to a shortage in HIV testing kits and other protective devices, especially when donor money runs dry.
We have continued to depend on the donors for supply of condoms in the country. So once, you know, the supply is a short cut, then it means that the population doesn't have the condom for protection.
Joyce, who has been living with HIV for 5 years, hopes these measures will help, but says all is not lost for those with the virus.
The best medicine for HIV is acceptance. The more you accept your status, the more you live longer.
Serginho Rosbach for VOA News, Kampala, Uganda.